So we finally got the netball underway last night. Jamaicans only had seven players, so they all played the full game. Obviously, we won 70-45. Coach Dame Nolene Tarua with us. Nolene, morning.
Yes, good morning.
Was it any sort of workout?
Yeah, it was a workout, which is actually quite good. Even getting out on court against the Jamaicans, considering what's happened, is really good and valuable for us as we lead into Netball World Cup next year.
Did you consider playing yourself or offering yourself up for the Jamaicans or anything?
Well, there's a big thing around the rankings. We're currently number two, Jamaica are number three, and we're not too far away. We're only a couple of points away from Australia. So when you do that, it becomes an exhibition match you lose the rankings. So test matches are really important for us, especially in these times, and it's pretty tight to get test matches as well.
And that's the great unfortunate aspect of it. So when you talk about those rankings two and three, and yet you won 70-40, how good are Jamaica under normal circumstances?
Yeah, look, they are good. If they did bring their top line up, and that's probably the first body blow for us, they are very good. They're currently silver medalists, but the thing that they've moved into is that they usually are very secure with the ball, and they performed really well when we were in Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. So some of these players were actually there in Birmingham, but once again, not having a full strength makes a difference.
What's going to happen between now and the second game? Are more players going to arrive, and or are they going to be any better?
Not for them. What they've got is what they've got. No other players are going to be here, and we'll see what that looks like. I think, once again, it probably adds to, not the stress, but a bit of a debacle around it, because, you know, you don't travel 36 hours and you only have seven, which is going to take the court. So, you know, fatigue may set in. I'm hoping it does. As long as there's no injuries, basically. So I'm not too sure what the quality of their game will look like tonight.
Are you getting the sort of workout you need for the Australians? Will you be tuned up to the extent that you would like to be?
You know, I think there's a few levels I would have liked, especially if they did bring their full strength team over. But what it does do is get us used to the Caribbean style, and that's still the same, irrelevant of the individuals. So that's a positive thing. And if anything, it does tune us up. We've been in camp longer than we've ever been because of the changes. So that's a positive for us. And just to get ourselves stronger in our structures is also fruitful, I suppose, for moving forward.
I know it's not your fault and it's got nothing to do with you and the, you know, but how did this happen? I mean, and is somebody meeting somewhere to make sure it never happens again?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, and after the series, that's what needs to happen in regards to not only discussions or reviews, but, you know, sanctions. I believe, and it's not only probably from the seven players that have come over, I think there's a health and wellbeing issue around that in itself. I think also World Netball, you know, we want to put the best product out there, and, you know, I don't think it's been set up right from the start, especially knowing that this test was happening for a wee while. So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and I think also Netball Jamaica needs to be held responsible.
Dead right. Nice to talk to you as always, Dame Nolene Tarua.